This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Kathy Petrock. She's with Bill Bunnell, and welcome to the show, Kathy.
Good morning, Rick.
Kathy, we're going to discuss today an upcoming event that will be happening on Saturday, March 31st, and it's called the Vietnam Veterans Caravan. And what I'd like for you to do is explain what this caravan is.
Well, Rick, we were at a meeting with Mr. Tackberry, who is very active with the Honor Flight for Veterans, and we were talking about it, and we found out that back in 2008, they declared March the 30th Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. So I brought it back to our group, and I talked to him. I said, you know, we need to honor them, and in support of their dedication and sacrifices, I thought if we would do a caravan, we could tie quite a few of the towns in Macoupin County, southern part, into this caravan. So what we have established so far is on March the 31st at 9:45 a.m., we're going to line up, starting with some of the groups in Mount Olive. And then from there, we will, you know, proceed through the other towns, such as from Mount Olive, we will go to Bunnell, from Bunnell to Gillespie, Gillespie to Dorchester, Dorchester to Wilsonville, Wilsonville to Staunton, and back to Sawyerville, and then end the caravan at the Civic Center in Bunnell, where we're going to have a reception for our veterans and anyone who has joined along in it. And I must say, I've had fantastic cooperation from the police departments in all the towns mentioned, and also the fire departments. They will be in the caravan.
Now, will you be going to these various cities or villages to honor specific veterans, or what exactly will you be doing?
What we will be doing in each of the towns that I had mentioned before, we will be stopping at their Veterans Memorial, which is not specifically for Vietnam. It's just the Veterans Memorial. And each one of the towns will have a representative from that town who did see Vietnam action, and they will present a flag at each one of those memorials, and along with that, the different VFW rifle guards will fire a 21-gun salute at each of the memorials.
Police departments, fire departments, anyone else going to be on the caravan?
So the sheriff will be there. We also have the Patriot Motorcycle Guard that honors all of the veterans at their funerals. They will be there. We have Paul Scott from Carlinville with his American flag Corvette. We have a lot of veterans from the other actions of war joining in. Macoupin Military Support is supposed to be there. And as I say, it's just kind of ballooned. I have, like, right now I started out with maybe 10 or 12 units. I've got 32 at the moment. So, and then the municipal band will be back at the Civic Center where we have the reception to play the patriotic music and honor them as the veterans return.
What time do you anticipate to be back to the Civic Center?
Well, I'm kind of have to do an approximate ETA on the whole thing, but I'm figuring we should be back there at least by 12:30, depending on the number of vehicles that join in with us.
And, of course, I guess you're wanting the public to attend maybe in their respective town or, of course, maybe come to the reception and things like that?
Well, what we have done is we have put out in all the local papers, and I'm sure WSMI got a notice, too. We have invited all grandparents and mom and dad and kids to join us on the main streets of their town. And before the parade, I have a group of our members going out with small flags to give to the kids to wave as these veterans come by. So we're hoping in all of the towns they'll come out, and the route will be given so they will see exactly what streets are going down so that they can be there to honor these gentlemen from the, you know, the Vietnam service.
In addition to the caravan we're speaking about, you have some other plans that concerns veterans, and I thought maybe we'd take time for you to explain that.
Well, this is all just in the thinking of doing. We have a Veterans Memorial Park here on the main street of Bunnell on Central Avenue, and we have a Marine Corps tank that I got donated years back when we had a reunion here. We would like to build a Veterans Memorial there and encompass anyone who lived in Community Unit School District 7. That way these small towns could get in on it too. We're hoping to, once we get some architectural plans, start a campaign to get this built and to try and, you know, raise the money for it. And we're going to raise money ourselves, of course, for it, but donations and that. And the veterans would be able to, or their families, put their names on this memorial. Along with, we have some of the brick from the Coliseum that we're trying to tie in with this, so it becomes a memorial for both. The Coliseum will be remembered, and most of all, our veterans.
When you say this is in the thinking process, is there a committee, or is this just you're hashing it out with various members of the community, or how is that going?
Well, basically, there's a two-member committee, myself and Tom Allen, and we have been going to all of the different veterans organizations, not only in Macoupin, but in other spots, and gone and taken pictures of all of the different memorials in the other towns, and have taken them back to the veterans groups in our area to get the veterans' opinion of what they would really like. So that's why I say we're in the planning stage. We're doing a lot of investigating and checking prices and all that kind of thing that's needed to do a project like this.
Once you have a little more firmness to the plan, you'll be announcing more.
Yes, we will. We haven't come out with it that much because, as I say, we're in the planning stage and we don't want to jump the gun on anything.
All right. And if you would, again, as far as the March 31st, Saturday, Vietnam Veterans Caravan, would you, again, just sort of give that brief route and the start time so people will remember?
Yes, I will. We will begin in Mount Olive. I'm asking them to line up at 9:45. We will leave Mount Olive at right at the high school in Prangy Street at 10 a.m. We should be in Bunnell, where we will pick up, and at that time we'll have Mount Olive Police and Fire along with Staunton and the Patriot Guard and the American Flag Corvette, Staunton Fire and Police, and their veterans. Then we'll move along to Bunnell, where we will pick up the group there at Central Avenue and Route 138, and I'm assuming that will be 10:30. And then once we pick that group up and we stop at each one of the Veterans Memorial, then we'll proceed into Gillespie, which should be, I would say, 10:45 from Gillespie. I would say it would be 11 a.m. We should be on Route 16 heading for Dorchester. That should be 11:15. We arrive in Dorchester. From Dorchester to Wilsonville, I would say 11:30. And then we leave Wilsonville at 11:30. We should be in Staunton by at least 11:45. And from Staunton, we should be back to Sawyerville at 11:15 and then back to, actually to the Bunnell Civic Center at 11:30, quarter to 12 at the latest.
Kathy, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. And just remember, everybody come out and let's honor these Vietnam veterans.
And you can join us for another edition next weekend. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.